and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this show, and it's brought to you by the Watchmen for Jesus Network. One the same. And we are here. We're with you today. As I've been moving along for the past 5 years, I guess, and two different other networks, and then finally got my own here, and that's another story all itself. Family, today is part three of Martin Luther King's recognition. But you understand, I've used this Martin Luther King recognition to recognize a great man, but also to try to show you at the same time what he was involved, what was up against him. That he was aware of. He was brilliant. He was like JFK also, was brilliant. They knew about the New World Order. Malcolm X might have known a little bit about it, but I didn't agree with his politics at the time. Obviously, still don't, naturally, but I do admire the fact that he's stood by the people he was supporting. What do I mean by that? I'm dancing a little bit. Because I don't, you know, agree with, you know, the radical Islam and so forth. But I respected his honesty. I respected his desire to go against the status quo. I respected his honesty to go against the secret societies. That's who killed him. Because he was not going along with the secret society's agenda, Boulay Society. Neither was Martin Luther King, even though the two didn't get along together. They both had the same enemy, and the same enemy killed both of them. Murdered both of them, excuse me. And I don't mean this in a metaphorical point of view. They actually killed both of them. Same thing for Bobby Kennedy and JFK. The secret societies, Pentagon, the Illuminati, the Jesuit, the lying, murdering Jesuits, murdered JFK, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X. And the secret societies is the glue that connects them all together. And we're talking the blacks of the Boulay Society, Freemasons, the Jacksons, and so forth. Sharptons, all these guys. T.D. Jakes, the whole nine yards of them that's part of the Illuminati. Billy Graham. We're talking your generals. And I'm going to get on to that here either tomorrow or beginning Monday, part one. God leads me in doing what I do. And I have absolute facts that I will present of this agenda that you can follow and trace on your own. The glue that holds them all together is a secret society. It's Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Boulay Society, Freemasonry, Rhodes Scholars. They take blood oaths against mankind. On the outside, using philanthropy, Shriners hospitals, dedications, driving those stupid little cars in the parades, doing good deeds to cover up the evil that resides in the lodges that you cannot even believe in your worst nightmare. And the lower level Freemasons don't even know this because they have what's called blood oaths that they take that even the lower level Masons don't know. Isn't that right, Masons? And you all being lied to by your higher level ones. This is the glue that brings it all together, and it's controlled by the Illuminati since 1782. At the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, where the Illuminati joined the Freemasons and been controlling them ever since. Getting rewards, benefits, secrecy, things of that nature to make them feel better than everybody else. Even over their own people, own lodge members. I know for a fact, absolute fact, it's already started, that once the Great White Brotherhood of the Illuminati have total control, they will kill every Freemason, will die by execution, and the others by murder. It will happen. That's a guarantee, and they're not telling them this. Family, it's been going on for the longest time. Every single war. If you had a grandfather or a father, great-great-grandfather died in any war, these people are responsible for it. Literally. The dried blood of World War II and Korean War can be blamed on the Council of Foreign Relations Luciferians. Evidence is slam dunk. Now I'm going to get more into that when I start talking about the military, attack on the military. Today, I'm going to focus the best I can to focus, not go down rabbit trails as I do on occasion. Well, more on occasion, actually. To show you where civil rights fits into this. It's not what you think it's been. Martin Luther King used it in the right way. And that's why he was murdered by the Pentagon and by the secret societies. Murdered Martin Luther King for the very reason that he turned it back on him. And started using it for good and not for the evil that they had planned for it. Now I'm going to show you how far back it goes. The true purpose of the civil rights movement is the most diabolical scheme ever presented. And it mixes in exactly with feminism, civil rights, Protestantism. Yes, right. Every ism you can name, the Vatican created it. And that's an absolute fact. Now, you don't have to believe it. But I don't want you to. I want you to challenge it. Doggone it. Don't just sit on your hands. I want you to get mad at me. I want you to go after me. And I want you to prove me wrong, darn it. Doggone it. Prove me wrong. Do something. Instead of just sitting there and agreeing with me or sitting there and not believing it. Do something. You see? And if it makes you mad, then please challenge it. Doggone it. Now go after it. Say, this gamble's wrong. I'm going to prove it. Oh, please do. Please. You see, you got to find the truth. Shed your connections of Democrat, Republican, or American, or whatever, or black, or white, or Indian, or Chinese. Shed all that, because that's being used against you. And look for truth, no matter what. That's the most important thing. If you live a lie, you're living in fantasy. Then you might as well just watch TV and forget about it and just wait for it to die. That don't sound good, does it? It shouldn't. Seek out truth. That's the most important thing you can do in your entire life. Is there a Santa Claus? Heck no. There's no Santa Claus. Never has been. Is there a Bugs Bunny? No. Well, yeah. But it's not real, huh? Is there a tooth fairy? No. How come? Is there a stork that brings your children, that brings you a child? Do you tell your kid there's a stork brought it? Do you tell your child there's a Santa Claus? There's no darn Santa Claus. And Marines. I know when we were in the Marine Corps and when I used to sing, you sing at in formation, running, and we'd say we're going to kill. And all the lyrics that goes along with a running in formation. And the streets are guarded by U.S. Marines. Well, I got news for you. They're not. In reality, there's no Marines in heaven because they're not required. Let's get down to reality. Not all this motivational mumbo jumbo. It's time to face the truth in this world. Because the truth is going to come smack you so upside the head so hard you can't even imagine. When they pull the circuit, when they pull the court, when they pull this new world order out of their rear, it's going to smack you upside the head in one day. People are not going to know what to do. This is serious, family. No more time for fantasy. It's comfortable, isn't it? It's time to face reality. Whatever it takes. And people are not going to like it, none. But when you have reality and you find the truth, it's like a weight taken off your shoulder. I will tell you that right off the get-go. When you don't have to lie anymore. Sometimes when you look in the mirror, you turn away, but that reflection is still there when you look back at it. So you got to dissect it and say, well, who are you really in that mirror? I had to do that. And I didn't like what I saw. And the way I changed it, and I'm still working on it, but the way I changed it was by accepting Jesus Christ as my Savior. Now, I don't write G_D. I write G-O-D. I don't dance around it. I say God. I say Jesus Christ anywhere I want to. Anytime he puts it in my heart to say it, I'll say it. I don't care where I'm at. Am I politically correct? No. And I never intend on ever being. People say, Tom, now come on, now be safe. I say no. If I have to be safe, that means I got to hold back. And I'm not holding back nothing. Well, family, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I'm going to get started. And I learned some things this morning that I may just share right off the get-go, and I'll share it again when I start talking about the military, but I got to say it on the air before I forget about it. But I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. Well, I won't forget about it, but it's just something massive that I got to mention. But I'm going to talk, it depends how far I get today, but I can see probably Monday. I must talk then about the attack of our military leaders against our military soldiers, Marines, and so forth, that goes back a long time ago. Council of Foreign Relations, your Joint Chief of Staff. I'm going to do some exposing, whether they like it or not. Lord, thank you today. We come together, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray. Father, I dedicate this program, Father, to expose the works of the devil. Father, to expose, Father, the works of the darkness and bring to the light the truth. Lord, forgive me of my sins, Lord, as you bless me as I give these talks, Father, on the air. Lord, I pray also, Lord, you listen to all the prayers you're hearing today. Father, we pray, and you hear everyone's prayer. You know what they want in the hearts of all. Lord, only you can do that. And Father, we pray, and we trust your promises. Father, we thank you for the Holy Bible, the King James Bible, which we know is the only true word of God that you've given us, Father, that all the others are corrupted. And Father, we call upon you, Lord, to bring this to the truth, bring this to the front. And Father, to expose the false Bibles that they have today, to bring out whistleblowers, Lord, to expose these false scriptures. Father, we pray for healings. We pray for those, Lord, that families that are falling apart, to bring them back together. Father, we pray for those in secret societies that might be listening, that, Lord, that you'll use the Holy Spirit, Father, to convict their hearts, to renounce those blood oaths and bring truth back to their families. And Father, to pull away from this heresy that's being preached out here, Lord, that you'll use the Holy Spirit to bring wisdom, discernment to those, Father, seeking the truth with pure hearts. And Lord, you'll convict us all if we fall away or move away from your love, from your study, Father, from your truth, that you will guide us back on with conviction of the Spirit and by the trials and tribulations to strengthen us in the times of coming ahead. Father, we pray for the outpouring of the Spirit and to take away the famine of the Word put upon this land, to bring an abundance of the Word. Father, we know the end times are coming, but Father, the end times we know are just the beginning of the times of eternity. That there's no such thing as the end of times, Lord, but the end of times is only the end of the hours and the minutes and the seconds. But Father, the end of the time begins the time of eternity, where there are no time. Father, we need that protection from your Spirit, from your angels, your protective angels, Lord, and the ministering angels. And Father, those warring angels we also call upon to strip down a protection of the evil of those in the Wicca, for Father, those in the high-level Freemasonry and the other secret societies, to tear down their protection, expose them for who and what they are, especially on the pulpits today, in the military today, in the government today. Father, you tear down their protection, expose them, to have them stumble upon their words, to expose themselves by the words they speak. Father, to bring to us truth to the air. Bring us truth, Father, to our families. Father, we call upon you, these healings, this protection. Father, we prepare for those times yet to come. All these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I did the best I could do to prepare for today, because today is, for me, is going to be a challenge. It really is, because I came, I don't know where to start, actually, because I want to try to funnel the events that is just absolutely massive, the milestones that goes back centuries and centuries and centuries, to try to explain the truth about the civil rights movement. Now, I've dedicated the past 2 days and actually help myself back, best I could, of not jumping into rabbit trails that would have led me all kinds of different directions. about the civil rights movement and how it linked up to this, that, and the other, and to focus on Martin Luther King and his endeavors, which I did definitely yesterday and part of Monday. But today, I'm going to show you the canopy of the forest. The civil rights movement is but one big tree in the canopy of this new world order. Feminism is one tree under the canopy of this new world order. That's all it is. Now, say that's all it is. You say, what do you mean that's all it is? It's encompassed. Well, the civil rights movement, as I move along here, actually was set up, and I'll explain all this in detail shortly, in the year 1619, when the first black was brought over from Africa to here. And before 1619, and before 1492, you had white slaves, horrific, horrible conditions from Ireland, being used in Europe. White slaves, black slaves, the Indians were targeted. There's a consistency here. There's a strategy. There's a ruling class of family members that use as a family tradition, passed from one family generation to the next, to set up this new world order. Now, everything I'm telling you, I have evidence for. And again, I don't want you to believe me. I want you to challenge it, man. Go after it. If it takes that way, if you have to get mad at me, then get mad at me. I'm not putting in for any kind of governor or congressman anyway. So I'm not worried about votes. And I don't do the financial stuff on my broadcast either. I don't sell gold, silver, or, you know, freeze-dried food. I don't sell books, CDs, DVDs, or even paper clips, okay? I don't do none of that. I do this for free, and I have for 5 years. May not be capitalistically. It may not be the wisest, smartest thing, but I really don't care because I want to bring the truth out, and I can tell you the truth because I've shed my loyalty to anything man-made. Nothing holds me back, and I don't fear these people. And these people include generals, colonels, congressmen that belong to the Council of Foreign Relations, Joint Chief of Staff, those traitors to our own military personnel. I don't care if you're a Medal of Honor winner or Bronze Star, Silver Star. I don't care what little piece of metal you got on your chest. If you belong to the Council of Foreign Relations, you are a traitor to your services. You are a liar to our own military personnel. And you are the enemy because you belong to the Council of Foreign Relations, which briefs the Joint Chief of Staff, which briefs the Council of Foreign Relations. If you have a little knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone kind of medallion on your chest, it's an abomination to the uniform you wear. And you are a traitor. It doesn't matter what kind of bravery you had when you were a lieutenant or whatever. I don't care if you got the Medal of Honor. You've dishonored the Medal of Honor by being a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. You spit upon the Medal of Honor. And you don't have the desire, you don't have the actual right to even wear anything of that nature on your chest. Because the Council of Foreign Relations, going back to 1921 until 2015, and everything in between, is responsible for the death of every military, soldier, marine, airman, navy, in every single war since 1921. You are responsible for it. You started the wars and the ancestors before you. That's a fact. Now, I discovered today that, and I'm not going to dwell on this now, but I will later, just give an idea, in Vietnam. I found out today that, of course, Agent Orange, we know, already was used to start cancer. It wasn't about foliage, the foliage and the canopy of Vietnam. That wasn't the purpose of it for at all. Monsanto, Agent Orange, the design of the Agent Orange had one purpose only. That's all. One purpose. The lie was to, you know, kill the foliage and vegetation, all that sort of nonsense. No. The purpose of Agent Orange was to start cancer for those that were baby boomers born in 1948, 1950s. To start the killing process using cancer. Agent Orange, that was the purpose of it. Now there's a lot more. The drugs in the 1960s, the anti-war demonstration, all that was under control by Tavistock and the Rockefellers to start the takedown of our military. Now I'm going to stop there before I get into it. But here's what I found out from several Marines this morning that were in Korea and Vietnam. I found out that not only DeFoliage had started cancer in our own military, armies of Marines, but these low-crawling, low-life military commanders at the highest level who knew all about this, and Monsanto, these Luciferians, also authorized using the barrels for the Agent Orange as shower heads. So in other words, they'd take the barrels that brought the Agent Orange that they put in the airplanes to spread it. They'd take those barrels out to the field, put holes in them. Then they'd have Marines and field showers to pour water in the barrels while other Marines or Army would take showers in those barrels. To make sure our troops got their dose of cancer-causing materials. They didn't destroy the barrels. They used the things for shower heads. Now, don't you know that the Joint Chief of Staff, unless they're completely stupid, knew all about this? Because they're Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, and members of the Luciferian agenda and the secret societies. Did I miss anybody? Now I'm fired up. You see? That's your so-called Joint Chief of Staff and your Council of Foreign Relations. That is the enemy. Not Islam. Because the Vatican created Islam in the 6th century. It's not the Jews. A bunch of knotheads out there. It's not the Jews. It's your own military commanders at the highest level, your own congressmen, whether Republican or Democrat, don't mean theirs, that are members of the Council of Foreign Relations. That's the enemy of America. And the CFR works for the Vatican and the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Bilderberg and the Club of Rome, the Trilateral Commission, Gorbachev Foundation. That's your enemy. Now, Islam is the enemy? Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. But they propagate it. The CIA trains the Islamic terrorists, just like Mossad, MI5, MI6, ISI, Iranian intelligence, Turkish intelligence, Saudi intelligence. They work together. The Russian intelligence services, CIA, DGSC, all of them work together against you. That's why they knew where your patrols were going. They relay plans to each other to make sure we lose these wars. I'm ticked off, darn it. And y'all out there better wake up. So if you got, let's bring this home to you. If you got a friend or a colonel as a member of the Knights of Malta, he is not your friend. It don't matter if you went to Command and Staff College together. He is a different person now. He is not your friend. He is a member of the Knights of Malta. He's a member of the Knights of Columbus or the Rhodes Scholars. Wesley Clark, Gerald Boykin, Rick Joyner, Leonard Horowitz. If they're on the roster of the Knights of Churchill, the list is massively long of these Luciferians. And they present you truth, friendship to fool you. I don't intend on making any friends while I broadcast. I'm dead serious. You see? Now, I'm a country boy, and sometimes something slips out of my mouth that might make somebody smile or laugh or grin. It's not intended. It's just kind of my nature. Whatever. But, you know, I'm a Southern boy. But I'm one ticked off Southern boy. Because when I heard today that they use those barrels of Agent Orange as showerheads in the field, man, that torqued my jaw so bad I couldn't drink soda out of a straw today. It's not right. It's wrong. So they got us looking at each other, using the KKK, Christian Identity, folks. And the Black Panthers are controlled by the FBI at the highest level. Controlled, I said. And the CIA controls a whole doggone lot of them. So you've got good people in the CIA at the lower level. You've got good people in the FBI lower level. You've got good people in the law enforcement lower level. But they're kept in the dark from the higher level because of membership of the secret societies. Now, I bring this up at my own peril, but I'm a little guy, you see. So they're not really worried about me. But I tell you one thing they better be worried about. And that's God. If they don't believe in God, that don't stop him from stepping on their heads and squashing them like a bug. Because if they don't renounce the blood oath that they're under, all the good deeds they do, all the hospitals they build, won't matter to a hill of beans. Matter of fact, it works against them. Because all the good deeds are there to hide the evil that they do behind the scenes and behind the curtain. And they will not escape the wrath of God. Now, if you don't believe me, then let's start off right here.
President John F. Kennedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, John Lennon, Larry McDonald, Congressman, Princess Diana, Benazir Bhutto, Tupac Shakur, Dr. David Kelly, William Cooper, and many, many more.
Its dissenters are silent, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens, whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news. For it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
You see, family, that's the reality. And Kennedy died when he escaped that control that the Kennedys were under through the Illuminati. He was not a Freemason. Neither was Lincoln. All of them, Lincoln and his cousin Kennedy, you heard me right, although 100 years apart, they're all cousins, by the way. That's another story. Lincoln was not a Freemason. Kennedy was not a Freemason. McKinley broke out of it and was going to do the right thing, and they all three have something in common. They were killed by the same agenda because they escaped out of that control and were going to do the right thing. Garfield, he's just a bad actor, and he wasn't a good guy, but he wasn't cooperative, but not for the right reasons. Andrew Jackson, the same thing. They tried to kill him three times. They failed. It's the same organization. You see, all through history, family, this conspiracy can literally be traced, family bloodlines, from the royal blue bloodlines of today, kings and queens and all these fancy things. Their bloodlines can be traced all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt. Skip jump into the Caesars, and the pharaohs migrated to Europe to begin the Illuminati, the synagogue of Satan, those who claim to be Jews but are not Jews. The Caesars were brought in to kill the Christians all along the way, right up till today. Caesars, and then it fell upon the Roman Catholic Church. And then it fell upon, and it just kept on falling upon, to a target, those that follow Jesus Christ. That's been the target ever since the pharaohs of Egypt until now. Literally. Without fail. We could name Charles Maine, Louis XIV, Napoleon, all of them. Nebuchadnezzar, Alexander, Cyrus, the fall of Rome, Rome and then the fall of Rome. All of it can be traced, connected to this one agenda. Isn't that amazing? There is, in fact, as Kennedy said, it's what got him killed. There's a worldwide conspiracy that's orchestrated by a tribe of genetically related individuals. And that includes the wealthy, political, powerful, corporate elite of the world, the black nobility of Europe, of the Roman Empire that will be revived to create a one-world government. Now, they use a Hegelian dialectic, skillful manipulation of human emotions to control cultures, countries. Now you see where it's starting to link up to the civil rights movement. They establish a problem, bondage. It's going to cause a reaction. Slaves, whether you're white or black or otherwise, when you're subjected to slavery, it destroys your self-worth, and they know that. So they institute bondage on the culture. And when you're in bondage, what is it you desire as a culture? Freedom. They guide you along to that. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. You give them the problem. Here comes the reaction. And they've got the solution. It's always worked this way. That's how history is made. These Illuminati create the problem by funding, assembling, training an opposition to whatever political power, cultural division, whatever it is, that they wish to impinge upon and create a conflict. And in recent decades, the opposition groups have usually been identified as oppressed as freedom fighters, always. Even the individuals believe this. Or liberators. I was in Kosovo 5 years. I got first-hand knowledge. I mean first-hand knowledge. For example, myself and a lieutenant in the Russian military I was friends with, and a Greek democratization officer, were surrounded by 7 KLA members on the border of Kosovo. It wasn't a smart thing we did, but we did it. We talked our way through it, out of it. They told us never come back there again. I've been in the middle of this thing on purpose. I put myself there. I push the envelope. Always have and always will. So I'm not telling you something I don't know something about, because I do know about it. Up close and personal. The KOA, Kosovo Liberation Army, was to liberate the Albanians from the Serbs. But the Serbs were targeted a long time ago by Hitler because he worked for the Vatican. That's correct. And the target was to kill in the Balkans the Serb Orthodox Christians. That was the whole purpose of it, in the Balkans. So they employed the Albanian Muslims, although they were lukewarm Muslims. They had a need. The need was a country by which they could reside in. That was the need. The bondage was not having any country. They were like nomads. Hitler promised, we'll give you, the movement was called the Bale Kamtar. B-A-L-L-E-K-O-M-B-T-A-R, thereabouts. That's how they do it. They've always done it this way. For the white folk in America, it was fighting for liberty. A document called the Declaration of Independence was brought to us by the Vatican, secretly. Same thing. The Emancipation Proclamation, same thing. Civil Rights Movement, same thing. Feminist Movement, same thing. Now you get in the picture? So they had to put the women, the females, in bondage. You can't smoke. You can't drink. You can't vote. You get your butt in the kitchen, stay there. That's bondage. You can't go vote because the men could, but you can't. You can't smoke in public. It's unladylike. Matter of fact, we'll make it illegal. In the right time, to say now, Edward Bernays created Light Up for Freedom. He trained the women that led that group. Now go out and recruit. Why? To destroy the family. Why? You destroy the family, you destroy the country. Vladimir Lenin confirms this. He learned it from the Illuminati. Family, this is where y'all been led. Now, some of y'all ain't going to like this. Some of y'all are going to leave this broadcast because you're not going to like to hear what I got to say. Well, I'm going to record it, whether you like it or not. This is exactly what's going on today. Same-sex marriage, to destroy the family. That's the sole purpose of it. There's no other purpose. The people involved in it don't know this. They don't know. They don't understand. How they've been manipulated since the very time this started. Now, all that being said, you see, the leaders of all major, no exception, industrial countries like the United States, England, Germany, Italy, Australia, New Zealand, are active and fully cooperative participants of this conspiracy. Every country has an international relations group. Canada has one. Africa has one. Every country does, like the Council of Foreign Relations. Every country has an equivalent organization. And the degree of control that's exerted by these engineers of the New World Order has advanced to the point that only certain hand-picked individuals under the control of a blood oath are groomed from childhood, who are even eligible to become prime ministers or presidents of countries, as they're assigned, never ever elected. The election process is a joke. The election process is just to keep us busy. Go to conventions and have fun and collect the little badges as collector's items. The voting counts nothing. So when you look at the Republican convention, at the Democrat convention in 2016 coming, they are there wasting their time. Because while they're there, the president, whoever it is in 2016, has already been chosen with a 100% chance of being appointed. K kind of hard to take, isn't it? But God put on my heart today and tomorrow to tell you the raw truth of what's going on. People ain't going to like it. I'm probably going to lose listeners, but I don't care. Because I'm going to tell you the truth and document it, send it out, and you do what you want to with it. And I'm going to tell you some shocking things today that you're really not going to want to hear, but it's shocking and you need to hear it. You need to hear it. You know, Bush was said, you know, if you win, you're going to win the election. He said, I'm not going to lose. Because he knew he's going to win because he's already picked. He's already picked to win. All of them are. And, wait a minute. And he's asked on one of the programs about whether he's going to win or not. And his answer is chilling. He said, I'm not going to lose. Because he knew he's going to win. Because they're appointed. Even FDR said this. All presidents are that way. As a matter of fact, they've got a program that one programmer under oath confirms that the program would add a vote to each one that made a vote, that the voting was corrupted. This is in testimony. Unbelievable. It's guaranteed. They always have a secondary and a tertiary present that might be appointed if something was to happen. So starting off now, they're going to make the Democrats look bad. So when they assign a Republican president, it's going to look good. I don't care either way. They're all a bunch of liars, every one of them. If that sounds kind of crass to say, I don't know how else to say it. But in a crass way. So in an interview, Bush confirmed he's going to win the election because he's a skull and bones. And did you know that Kerry and him are both cousins? So when you got Kerry talking about Bush back in the days when they were going against each other, it was all an act, because both are skull and bones. Civil rights movement. You know, most of the major wars, political upheavals, economic depressions, recessions of the 20th century were carefully planned, instigated by the machinations of these elites that I'm talking about right now. Everything. You won't hear this in history classes. They include World War I, World War II, the Great Depression, the Bolshevik Revolution was funded by Wall Street. The rise of Nazi Germany was funded by Wall Street in 1928. Fully, 100% through IG Farben chemical cartel. The Vietnam War, 1999 Gulf War, all of them. And the war in Kosovo. All of them. The instigation of these trumped up wars is a cover for also amassing fortunes can be dated back to the 12th century. Well, heck, in World War I, it's confirmed the Rockefellers made $200 million in World War I off the blood of our troops and the death and blood of millions in World War I. A core group of 9 members of a secret society carried down from generation to generation of a secret society armed to the elite is called the Knights Templar, a tribe, has kicked off the Crusades. The Crusades were used to stop the Islamic expansion that was started by the Vatican in the first place. got out of hand. Oh, yeah. The Vatican created Islam in the 6th century. Funded them in the 10th century. But the leaders of the Islam wanted to continue on. So they had to create the Knights Templar and the Crusades to stop the expansion of an evil they created. It lasted for over half a century. The King of France was a little leery the Knights Templar might take his job, so he set out to arrest them, but not before giving them plenty of time to escape. You know what? They eventually resurfaced in Portugal and Malta. Ah, I know there's the Knights of Malta. Those murderers. And Scotland as the Scottish Rites of Freemasonry. At one time, in the 1700s, they were on the run. Not any longer. The acquisition and consolidation of ever-increasing wealth, political power, and control over others are the motivating factor that they're going to be the drive to bring mankind to its next level of evolution. That's happening now. The Superman concept, the Rosicrucian idea of man to become Superman, Genesis 3, verse 22 of the Bible, is their secret number, 322. You see how that works? Ron Paul is a Rosicrucian. Family, all of them are involved in this. All of them. Every single one. The toll in human suffering and loss of innocent lives is a non-issue for these individuals. They're aligned with the very dark spiritual forces and malevolent aliens. Not aliens from space, but demonic entities. The groups they have is Majesty 12, the Illuminati, Bloodlines, Order of the Quest, Bilderberg Group, 1954, Trilateral Commission, 1973, the Council of Foreign Relations, 1921, PI-40 Committees, Jason Group, Club of Rome, Depopulation. The group, they call them, the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London. The Open Friendly Secret Society. Rosicrucians, old Superman concept. Brotherhood of the Dragon or the Snake. The Russell Trust. The Black Families of Europe. Skull and Bones, the Scroll and the Key. Knights of Malta. Knights Templar. The Illuminati, Arm of the Freemasons. It just goes and goes and goes. This is what you're up against. Anyone who's not a team player is taken out. President Kennedy. Ali Bhutto. Mizar Bhutto. And Aldo Moro in Italy. Everything is involved in this. You know that the New World Order pyramid of structure is dominated by their shoeshine boys called international bankers. Secondarily by the pharmaceutical cartels. Pharmakia, Greek for sorcery, pharmacy is where it comes from. Multinational corporations are just the errand boys. The royal families of England, House of Windsor. These are descendants of the German arm of the European royalty. Queen Elizabeth II married her second cousin, Prince Philip. Prince Philip's three sisters married three Nazis. Adolf Hitler was Roman Catholic. Adolf Hitler was second cousin to Stalin, Churchill, and Queen Elizabeth II. Did you hear me? They're the heads of the tribe, but by no means they make all the decisions connected with this web of influence. Queen Elizabeth II ceremoniously sits at the head of an organization known as the Committee of the 300. But within there, you have the Italian Illuminati. And you know, the Club of Rome is one of the most powerful implementation enforcement arms working under the Committee of the 300 Illuminati. Now, where does the secret societies, all this mess we're talking about today that I've thrown upon you, where does the civil rights movement fit in? In May of 1919, in Dusseldorf, Germany, there's Allied forces got a copy of the Communist Rules for Revolution. 84 years later, they succeeded in every one of them. Corrupt the young. Get them away from religion. Get control of all means of publicity. Their goal, using these organizations I've just talked about, would have these agenda items, like get the people's minds off the government by focusing their attention on athletics, sexy books, plays, other trivialities like Dancing with the Stars today, Sing Along with Mitch, all these things. Another one is divide people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of no importance. So to divide people into hostile groups, well, you got to create the groups. That's what they did. Harp on controversial matters of no importance. They create the situations and instances that we read about today. Then they create and train, fund the movements, the marches. Soros was found lately, in one report, to have funded the marches in Ferguson at $30 million. They hire the marchers. They fire people up, and then they go out there and start marching, and they put it in the news. Families all portrayed, and they carry through with it. Police integrate inside, and the ones that cause the trouble. It did it in Canada. Vancouver and Quebec, they found police involved marching with the bandanas, the ones that throwing the rocks. There's a unit at LAPD, 1972, when Nixon was getting ready to pull off a military coup, 1972-74, the plan was to assassinate Spiro Agnew at the Republican Convention in San Diego, but that didn't happen. Testimony confirms it. Long story short. Destroy the people's faith in their natural leaders by holding them up to contempt, ridicule, and disgrace. That's exactly what's happening today. Always preach true democracy, but seize power as fast and ruthless as possible. And they encourage government extravagance, purchasing long trips, and they make sure it's publicized. The taxpayers paid for this trip to London as Miss Bonnot's the First Lady. This is all part of the plan. Then they produce fear of inflation, rising prices, general discontent, destroy the credit of a nation, and then by doing it, by encouraging government extravagance, building bridges that don't go anywhere. That's why they do that. The unions are all controlled by the mafia and the CIA and these groups. So that's when they incite unnecessary strikes in vital industries. They encourage civil disorders and foster a lenient, soft attitude as part of the government toward the disorders. Or they crack down with laws. Depends on the agenda. And by special arguments, cause a breakdown of the old moral virtues, honesty, sobriety, self-restraint, faith in a pledged word, ruggedness, to break it down into softness, to turn a man to a woman and a woman into a man, is being done now. And cause the registration of all firearms on some pretext with a view to confiscate them and leave the population helpless. So they got to show you that a weapon is necessary for your protection. And they'll show you how certain people protect their homes then they're going to stop telling you. So when they take the weapons away, you'll feel helpless. This is what they do. This is what they're setting up. So in other words, part of their plan, if they conduct a military coup, well, for your good, of course, there's a lecturer back in the 1870s, early 1900s, there about several times, that was briefing the elite. And the lecturer goes on to explain, nowadays if any states raise a protest against the Satanists and Luciferians who direct the war revolutionary movement at the top, it's only pro forma at our discretion, at our direction, because they control the policies of all governments from behind the scenes through these international relations. There's also a statement which made refers to the management of our lesser brethren. The statement in this lecture indicated the directors of the Luciferian conspiracy intended all along to use the Lord degree Masons as the used lesser Jewish brethren to serve their own secret plans and sacrifice as many as necessary to serve their own devilish purposes. So chapter 11 of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion said, and I quote, "We shall keep promising to give back to the people all the liberties we've taken away as soon as we've quelled the enemies of peace and tamed all parties. It's not worthwhile to say anything about how long time they'll keep waiting for the return of their liberties." So that means that they will have to have a military takeover of the U.S. government. Well, family, they've tried that now about six times already, and it has not survived. They've not completed it. Now, I have before, at the expense of repeating myself, played for you an actual recording of a member of the Knights of Malta, Rick Joyner, that's praying for a military takeover of the U.S. government. What about that? On the air. And retired General Jerry Boykin works with him. They're both Knights of Malta. Jerry Boykin was assigned as a chancellor, one of the highest positions since Germany, since World War II, of the Knights of Malta. That's higher than the President of the United States. Did y'all know that? Literally. Unless you know the enemy, people will just stay and listen to this silly State of the Union address. People ask me, "Tom, did you hear the address?" I said, "No." Because it's all scripted. It's all scripted out. So why would they want a military takeover of the U.S. government? To take away your rights. To give you rights. A military takeover of the U.S. government because you would trust a military takeover. Because they have demonized the Obama administration. And the Obama administration is a part of it. Have you not seen where Holder is just messing up royally? They've assigned a Muslim to another position. Obama is an alleged Muslim. So you got to get rid of the government. So they can control you. As I just explained. Now, if you don't believe me, just recently, I'm going to play you this.
So things are getting nutty in D.C. and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some like military people. He said this: "There's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny," is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I've started telling friends for a long time, that no election's going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, "I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government." And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oak's Initiative own website. "Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army."
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is "thou shalt not kill," period. It's not "thou shalt not kill" unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near, and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn. You know, end days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
What if this knowledge became available to the public? The silent invasion of communist troops and Russians has already happened, thanks to Jimmy Carter and Clinton allowing the Costco to go in Long Beach Naval Base. And Carter, by design, he's a Luciferian, he is not a Christian at all. His quotes are just horrific. Signed a treaty that pulled us out of Panama Canal by design, allowing the Chinese to occupy the Panama Canal, filling up the missing jobs that when we left, we pulled out. The Chinese filled them up to build their bases in Mexico. Not a word was heard, like a little mouse at Christmas time. to allow the silent invasion to take place. Using our bases, the UN are still there today, preparing for that silent invasion to take place. What if the knowledge became available to the public and a cry was made for protection? Well, Ted Koppel of Nightline on April the 7th, 2004, had some very interesting guests. They were former Reagan officials. Reagan's another one, by the way. He's a liar and an actor, just like Ventura and Schwarzenegger, whatever his name is. They're all part of this agenda. All of them are liars, traitors, Ventura especially, one of the worst there is. Ted Koppel, Nightline, April the 7th, 2004, had the guests. They were former Reagan officials, Edward Meese III, and Kenneth Dubenstein, Stein, whatever his name is, and former Clinton official Sally Katzen, author James Mann, and former Bush official Richard Clark. And the subject matter was named the Armageddon Plan. Now, in the discussion, Koppel imagined an attack that decimated the U.S. Congress. He said, aren't we left for at least the foreseeable future with some sort of martial law anyway? And Durbenstein agreed with Koppel, said, you have to suspend rights. Now, Koppel continued by saying, and during that period then, and given the sense of panic that's inevitable under circumstances like this, the executive branch of government takes extraordinary power, doesn't it? Clark agreed by saying, quote, I think in any war where Washington was destroyed, inevitably there would be a period of, for lack of a better term, something like martial law. And the key here is, though, that plans all call for going back to a formal three-branch service system as rapidly as possible. Now, Koppel reacted to Clark's idea by suggesting that this is a new idea to many leaders in Washington. No, the federal government has been so infiltrated that they're in the verge of creating horrible circumstances that's going to ensure martial law with the loss of all constitutionally guaranteed rights. Now, most Americans do not realize the tremendous assault upon the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Now, you think that's just crazy to talk about that? You think that that's something that will never happen? Well, the socialist, communist, social secret society members like Skull and Bones that are working for world government must disarm the American people to succeed. And they're working overtime. So do you think that's so out of whack? You think it's so unbelievable that you'd just rather listen to, I don't know, some silly State of the Union address from last night, which is worthless. All of them are worthless because it's all scripted out. But what about if you heard this on the news? If
this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Or you hear something like this in 1984.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman.
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir.
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
That was 1983-84. Remember the trials? Reagan admitted he lied. Oliver North is a Knights of Malta member. Reagan is a Knights of Malta member, like Churchill. They're all Knights of Malta. Did you know, as Martin Luther King had actually mentioned about Barry Goldwater? Well, I did a little research, and some folks, and around July of 1981, 2 years before this trial, on July the 9th, 1981, Senator Barry Goldwater, he gave a TV interview in which he mentioned he was aware of a coup planning in 1973 and 1974. And Goldwater refused to grant further interviews on this subject. Surprisingly, in his 1988 autobiography, Goldwater specifically denies a coup planning existed. I do wish to stress, he said, that the hysterical rumors that a military coup was completely unfounded. Al Haig and I know that, unquote. Well, Al Haig and Kissinger, those two rascals, set up the NSSM 200 depopulation plan in 1973. Haig is dirty as last year's laundry. A member of the Joint Chief of Staff. Goldwater was probably warned, you want to live long? You better shut up. See, General Haig was not actually a totally objective witness. He was at the White House Chief of Staff at that time. Saturday Night Massacre. In fact, many in Washington who were aware of the situation at the time felt that General Haig was one of the prime suspects. So, why would, as William T. Still found out, why would Senator Goldwater, the one-time Mr. Straight Shooter, mislead history? Senator Goldwater once had a solid reputation doing things for the good of the nation or the Republican Party. He might have thought that the coup story would be blamed on Republicans. I tend to think that he was reminded of his blood oath as a Shriner, upper branch of Freemasonry. That was Goldwater. He'd run his mouth too many times, he was warned. That happened, you know. But what's even more interesting is, in July of 1974, 10 years before this trial that you just heard, Secretary of Defense Schlesinger actually investigated how quickly the Army's 82nd Airborne could be brought to Washington, D.C., from Fort Bragg to counterbalance the Marines if Nixon and General Cushman had actually orchestrated a military takeover of the U.S. government. You'll find that in Atlantic Monthly, August 1983 issue by Seymour Hersh. Matter of fact, in Washington Post, August 27th, 1974, you had a story entitled Military Coup Fears Are Denied. But also find it very, very interesting that in the book, and I have a copy of it called The Glass House Tapes, Lewis Tackwood, who testifies, claims that he was a member of the Super Secret Domestic Intelligence Unit of LAPD. He's working on a plan to create a chaotic domestic situation in the United States that would give President Nixon, 10 years before Reagan, the justification to declare martial law. And Tackwood, a member of the LAPD at that time, he claimed that there's articles confirm this that lead to it. that he helped set up a secret operation which would allow anti-war demonstrators, which were funded by the Rockefellers, by the way, and the CFR, to allow anti-war demonstrators to break in on the floor of the 1972 Republican Convention. It's scheduled to take place in San Diego, and just as Vice President Agnew was going to speak, Tackwood, his accomplices, would cause a riot on the convention floor. And the demonstrators, battling police, would be the distraction. And during the uproar, Agnew would be shot on TV by a sniper member of the LAPD. And then it would be followed by a wave of nationwide bombings, which the revolutionary left, set up by the CFR, would take open credit for it. Well, it didn't work out. And you'll find that in this assertions by Tackwood, that Agnew was expendable. Nixon did not replace him on the ticket, 72. Matter of fact, Agnew was pushed upon Nixon. Nixon wanted Rockefeller as his vice president. Agnew resigned October 1973 after allegations of corruption and bribery just all of a sudden popped up. He said, man, you better leave, you're going to die. Nixon didn't like Agnew in the first place. His nomination was forced upon him by the conservative wing of the Republican Party. In other words, they're setting Agnew up to die. It didn't work out. So now, 1960s, oh boy, civil rights movement. 6 days of the USS Liberty. 6 Day War. It was all designed to start a new world order in the 1960s. A world war when it was supposed to happen. It didn't. To sink the USS Liberty, those lying Mossad and fake Israelites in Israel, to sink the USS Liberty, they knew exactly who they were fighting and shooting, trying to take it down. It never sunk. LBJ said, I want that ship sunk to the bottom. He said some other words I'm not going to mention. They all were working together. Sink the ship, the USS Liberty, blame it on Egypt during the Six-Day War is all set up. And in the meantime, in America, we're busy under the black and whites fighting each other. Kent State, martial law, all supposed to take place in the 1960s. So many things were going to take place in the 1960s. The American side of the New World Order, the American side, the Illuminati, were told not to rush it. See, World War III must be between Islam and Zionism at the right time. But the American Illuminati was always too eager to rush it because the Israeli lobby that controls our country. But they're fake Jews anyway, Ashkenazi, Khazars. The bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II, the tribe of Dan. The tribe of Dan, the 13th tribe. They went rogue on God during the days of Jacob and Isaac. Family, this is old. Control the American lobby, and the Chinese have tacked in on it recently. Y'all seeing the machinations going on here? Family, I can't give you references. I can give you what I can, but a lot of it's in my head. Some of it is from different researchers, William T. Still, William G. Carr, King James Bible, and articles, manuscripts, everything's in my head, and I'm putting it together by other researchers, and it comes out, connected dots, and there's your puzzle. And I try to connect it to you. And I get these, it's just the way it works. Now, civil rights. You see the end result of civil rights and why it was being orchestrated right in the 1960s. And we come in the past 2 days, Rosa Parks, All the other three before her, sitting on a bus, Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson's, all that taking place at the right time, everything come together in the 1960s. That's not all. In the late 50s, the Bush family was bringing drugs in, CIA, late 50s from South America to the oil platforms into very elaborate airports in Arkansas and places in Texas and other places to bring the drugs in for the 60s. The music, rock and roll, the gangs, Jimmy Dean type stuff going on, rebellion, God is Dead going on in the 1960s. Tavistock set up the feminist movement, set up the national, the civil rights movement. Everything taking place after the 50s to enter in the 1960s like an atom bomb, no pun intended. Death education of the 40s to 50s. So now you can see why Brock Chisholm, how that all coming together, 1948 to 1953. He was the director of World Health Organization under the UN. Everything was supposed to fall apart as directed to achieve world government after World War II. Everything took place. Roswell, Israel came 1948. They started planning the building of a nuclear reactor in Israel. And that was what Kennedy was going to take down. He's going to pull us out of Vietnam, back our money by silver, take out the CIA, take down the Federal Reserve. All that Kennedy was going to do. Martin Luther King, instead of working with socialists and communists, pulled away from Jesse Jackson, as his quotes confirm. All the civil rights leaders, for various reasons, can't take a stand. That's their business. But he separated himself from the civil rights workers because he knew they were up to no good. Malcolm X, Islam, went to Saudi Arabia and found out that they're not the Wahhabi kind of radical Islam over there. He came back with a whole different attitude. See, they were going to use the black Muslims to fuel the hate and the anger Wahhabi form with the Black Panthers to go against the KKK. And they all worked together at the highest level to create the necessary conditions for martial law. And to check Kent State to see if they'd fire on American citizens. Didn't go over so well. There's outrage against them for doing it. Council of Foreign Relations were some busy little suckers, weren't they? So was the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, Freemasons at the highest level. You got it? Well, Brock Chisholm, when the plans began in 1948 to 53, Brock Chisholm then said in the nice summary, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and the religious dogmas, unquote. And they began to do just that. Because before that, to foment the patriotic fervor, the strength of America and the family and all that, they had to have that to foment, give volunteers, drafts, to fight those wars and go after those Hun, go after those China, Japanese, go after those attacking Americans and fight for democracy and all that stuff. You need to have individualism. You need to have a loyalty to family tradition to give you something to fight for. You need to have natural patriotism, something to fight for, teaching schools. You got to have religious dogmas to build strength. Now we're done with it. Okay. So now let's get rid of it. The social engineers at Tavistock began to do that. Remove individualism. Here's the projects. remove loyalty to family. Drugs, rock and roll. You got it now? This is all designed, the Tavistock, the Beatles, Elvis Presley, all that was formed literally by Tavistock. National patriotism. Who do you think funded the anti-war demonstrators? The CFR, Rockefellers. So when the troops came back, they didn't come back with, hooray, you fought the communists. It's like, you baby killers. That's where it started. Family, that's what they're doing in Iraq and Afghanistan today. That's why our troops come back damaged, because a joint chief of staff know exactly what they're doing. They are liars. Now you see what I said an hour and a half ago. They're a part of this conspiracy. Somewhere along the way, I don't know where, as a four-star general, three-star general, admiral, whatever they are, they've convinced that this is the best thing to do for mankind. This has to be done for good of the development of mankind, and you're part of it. We know it's bad, but it has to be done. The Goyim, remember what Sanger said yesterday? To get rid of those that's unworthy? She talked about the blacks, right? That's just to infuriate the blacks and get the whites, but the whites are targeted too. We're all considered Goyim. They just appease one group or another to get to elicit the support of that group. And you know what? They all lose. Because God is in control and allowing it to happen for now. So he's to see who's going to take whose side. In other words, he's letting them make their choice. He's letting us make our choice whose side you're going to be on. So therefore, to make that choice, you've got to have that choice before you. And those at the highest level, they've made the wrong choice. But because of rewards, benefits, organizational membership, ego, pride, whatever you want to call it, they turn or snub their nose at their families, literally, and their country to serve their own self purposes of being a secret society member. Because they see something bigger, but that something bigger ain't going to happen. If they think for 1 minute the evil that they're doing is going to win, they must have had some kind of lobotomy at one of the VA centers. I don't know what. But somebody gave them a lobotomy. Missing part of their brain if they think they're going to win on this one. Because evil is not going to win in God's kingdom. That's not remotely possible. And not any technology. Hadron Collider or whatever they got is not going to work. All's happening is they're being placated to make their choices before God puts a slam to the door on them. Now, I got 30 minutes to go, and I'll cover this definitely tomorrow, probably into Friday, of how they set this thing up. Civil rights movement was control the blacks, infuriate the whites and the blacks to fight each other. That's how they do it, and everybody plays the role. Bundy Ranch was to set the white against the whites. Patriots versus the government. Now, on both sides, they've either fought in Iraq and Afghanistan together. In the Vietnam War, they fought in the Vietnam War together. In the Korean War, they fought in the Korean War together. And they come over here, they go fight each other. How kind of stupid is that? But they're doing it. Y'all just go along with it. Black Panthers, you got military personnel there. KKK, you've got military personnel there. And I bet y'all fought in Iraq, didn't you? Bundy Ranch, Bundys are a bunch of liars anyway. They're Illuminati. How do you think they survived since 1990 and all their fellow ranchers are gone? That's a big old hint. They create a conflict to keep us busy. Now, Civil rights movement was set up in the year 1619. You say, what? 1619, the year 1619, as confirmed by Martin Luther King, was when the first slaves were brought over. Slaves. That's bondage. Well, that's an understatement. I'm going to tell you some things here in the next 20 minutes that you're not going to like again. But you got to know, because you white folk out there, they're using the same methodology on you that they're using on the blacks and always have. And the same techniques that they used secretly has been used against you. And you didn't know it. Gave rise to the feminist movement, civil rights movement, same-sex marriage. All of it is under the same agenda. Now, in 1619, slaves started coming over. 1619, by the year 1712, the Rothschilds were behind the whole darn thing. Before 1619, the white folk came from Europe to escape bondage of being murdered by the Vatican. In the year 1200 to 1400, it was about 30 million Europeans were murdered by the Vatican. Because between 1200 A.D. and 1800 A.D., 1798, the Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million people. The Vatican, that was only in the Inquisition. So by the year 1400, 1425 to 1400, that's 200 years of mass murder by the Vatican. Half of that, 25 to 30 million people died. Nowhere to go. Stuck by the Vatican and their heretical ways to the Latin Bibles that they had. That you had to listen to the Pope or the priest or whatever. So when Erasmus and Tyndale and Wycliffe translated into English and people could read it for themselves, now you see what happened? That's why they murdered, burned at the stake Tyndale and Wycliffe and killed them and even dug up the bones of Wycliffe and cursed them. And Erasmus, they put in jail, but Erasmus got over on him by translating to English so people could read. Even though it was Tyndale Bible and Wycliffe, the Bibles were not complete. Geneva Bible was not complete. But they could read it in English for themselves instead of having to listen to some priest in Latin blab off his mouth about some nonsense in their Latin Bibles. The Latin vomit gate, for example. So the church had control. So by the year 1492, an Illuminati by the name of Columbus opened a pathway. I know for a fact, as confirmed by the Illuminati's own writings, that Martin Luther was an avatar. Martin Luther, in the 16th century, then set up the dialectic by tacking on 95 points on his thesis on the door, thereby began the Protestant movement to galvanize those that were tired of being subjected to religious intolerance. So now, by the 16th century, you had a way out, you had a religion, and it's time to get out of here. Well, yeah, that's what they wanted. They wanted white folk to move over to the North American continent where the Indians were. That would be ethnic group number two. And then by the year 1619, soon after, the third ethnic group was brought over, the blacks. And it's been going on ever since. Because the North American continent was, in fact, by the 9th and 10th century, identified as being the melting pot of the New World Order by family tradition of the Illuminati. That's a fact. To combine all the races, it'd take them 600, 700 years they'd planned. It worked. This is the reason of the civil rights movement, the feminist movement, fight for liberty, all of it, the Magna Carta, Declaration of Independence. I got this documented from Illuminati themselves in their own textbook. Do you understand this? This is not something I'm making up. This is documented by them in textbooks you won't find that you search for them and know where to look. Their plan called for exactly 1914 to 1945 to have wars to set this up. Before that was to bring the cultures together and the Emancipation Proclamation to be brought in by Illuminati Lincoln. He turned on them. The Emancipation Proclamation was designed by them to release the blacks into the public, no longer slaves, to then be available to start the races to come together. Quote from Illuminati's own textbook. Since the year 1400, there's been constant appearances of lesser avatars, and these are men of importance and women of importance that's channeled by the fallen angels, literally. Call forth response to minor crises, to national dilemmas, and religious necessity. Quote, they've taken the form of these men and women who championed successfully some truth or some right cause, some human right or correct human demand. All these people have worked actively upon the physical plane, seldom received recognition, for they truly were. Only history at a later date laid emphasis upon their achievement. But they changed the current of men's thoughts. They pointed to a, they say, quote, a better life. They pioneered new territories of human achievement. Quote, such as one was Luther. Another was Columbus. Still another was Shakespeare and Leonardo da Vinci, to mention only four who so lived and thought and acted that they conditioned after events in some field of human living and still recognized as pioneering souls. That was their purposes. You have four different types. Listed of the racial avatars was Lincoln and Bismarck. Yeah. Teaching avatars was Plato, Patanjali, Sangharakshara of India, Buddha, all part of it. Ray avatars, they call them rituals, ceremonial orders and so forth. Transmitting avatars are the last four, the last of the four of them. That's your Buddha of the highest level. You see, this is so quantified. It's why people don't want to, because it's too much to think about. This is why the civil rights movement was created as one tree in the big canopy of this new world order. Now, 1619, slavery. By the year 1700, 20 years, 80 years later, 90 years later, you pretty much got a culture of slaves in America, in the Bible Belt. The Rothschilds funded a man by the name of Willie Lynch. And Willie Lynch came to America from Barbados, I believe it is, funded by the Rockefellers, Rothschilds. He was a slave expert. He's a black man. He is a British slave owner in West Indies. He is invited to the colony of Virginia in 1712 to teach his methods of slave ownership there. This is where the term lynching comes from. Lynchburg, Virginia. Willie Lynch came to the slave owners of Virginia and teach them in 1712 how to be better slave owners. This was the beginning for the civil rights movement. Because you see, to control a culture follows 8 steps. Oh yeah, they've got this thing so quantified. They plan 200 years in the future. Phase one was to put the culture, whatever it is, in bondage, slavery, suppression, political, religious, or usury. Doesn't matter. Depends on the culture. Then they go to phase two. They'll develop a spiritual faith for that culture, a religion, a movement, something to galvanize them. If they're a pagan nation, you develop one for them like acceptable for the group. Scientology, New Age, Jehovah's Witness, Hare Krishna, liberty, something. Depends on the culture. Phase three. Oh, they will now develop great courage and strength and boldness from this movement. They have something to galvanize them. And you put people in there that belong to you to guide them along and keep you informed. You control it. If not, you form interactive movements and train speakers to incite them and shame them to action. Does that sound familiar? It's worked every single generation. Then here comes the phase four, Call for Freedom, July 4th, Emancipation Proclamation, leading to liberty, Declaration of Independence, Fight for Freedom. That was coined by Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud, at Fight for Freedom. Line Up for Freedom, Civil Rights Movement, Feminist Movement. It's all the same. By the same group. Bolshevik Revolution, French Revolution, is all Illuminati design. A call to freedom. Phase five, when they get that far. Now the Goyim have freedom as allowed and allow them to have an abundance of whatever it is they didn't have, to have now an abundance. Thanksgiving, food channels, families on TV with food and smiles are members of the Boule Society, you know. They have freedom. Freedom reigns. Our 1940s and 1950s, look at the TV programs. Father knows best. Now you got mother knows best. It's all part of the agenda. Light up for freedom. For the women. For the blacks, it's civil rights movement. For the women, feminist movement. But first you got to put them in bondage. It follows every step and they control it. From abundance, in comes Illuminati's Freud's, Maslow's hierarchy needs. You got food, clothing, shelter, safety and security, social needs, high esteem you get, then comes self-actualization, but never let them achieve it yet. Ain't life beautiful? They got to write a poem today and drink lemonade or play some golf and eat cotton candy. But you keep them always, you can control it. When you create a depression, you put them right back to the food, clothing, and shelter, and you control it by creating a depression, by starting a war, creating bondage, pass a law. You see how it works? Amazing. Phase six, the people do the next phase themselves. They'll develop a type of selfishness to keep what they have, not share it. It's called selfishness. They don't share with neighbors, friends, and other countries. Give me more of what I've already got. You have to check it out, Black Friday, to see how far gone we are. That's what that's for. It's not for commercial endeavor. It's a check us out. It's like a litmus test, a check. Hey, don't get my line ahead of me. What are you doing? You go back to the rear, boy. Kick your butt. How dare you break line? Man, you had a woman last year, I remember, on YouTube, Black Friday. She carried a taser with her, man. A taser. She was serious on getting these specials. She used it too. Phase 7. They, the targeted culture, they will then become complacent and apathetic. Life is bad. So what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry to be happy. Bob Marley worked for the Illuminati. He started getting away from them. They murdered him. Y'all see how serious this is? Bob Marley was hired by Illuminati to work for them to start these songs. The songs, the music control us. They murdered him when he stopped. Music plays a big part. TV, novels, internet, sports distract. Who went against them? John Todd. Another one. Bill Cooper. Now you see how it works? They shot him 6 times. He survived. Died later. Bob Marley, how long shall they kill our prophets? He went against them. Killed Tupac. Black Panthers. The KKK is FBI, Masonic controlled. Tomorrow I'm going to continue on. And you know, phase 8? They'll then develop a dependency on the system. Social insurance, unemployment, food stamps, FEMA camps, FEMA trailers, social programs, unauthorized bank loans for homes. These steps, they lead you through over a 250-year period. I'm going to cover a little bit of this again tomorrow in one more detail. I found a memo that I had when I was in Kosovo. And it's very interesting what it said. It said, oh, no, here it is. Yeah. February 2001. It was from the OSCE, that's the people I worked for then, head of mission, an ambassador. Quote, had expressed extreme dismay on the attack of the Serbian buses returning to Kosovo. The worst incident was increasing spate of violence across the region. Quote, the ambassador to the OSCE head of mission, quote, we spent the last 18 months working hard to create a more democratic and tolerant climate, said the ambassador. But this violence is undermining all our efforts. It's only taken the lives of innocent people. It harms all the people of Kosovo. Attempts to restore confidence and create conditions for peaceful coexistence are shattered by such acts of terrorism. People in Kosovo, their political leaders have to show that they're serious about embracing democracy and civil society. They have to take a stronger stance toward extremism, and they should actively help in tracing those who carried out this unforgivable act. Family, the KLA was controlled by the U.S. government. The Serbian Red Berets were controlled by Milosevic, were Freemasonic. Both sides were extreme, controlled by the same people. So they caused violence, attacked the buses, so they can never come together. That's how it worked in Kosovo. To make sure violence never allowed them to bring peace until the right time. World War III was supposed to have started in Kosovo. Family, I got to go. Tomorrow, continue on. And we'll go back and how the civil rights movement was used as a pawn and how they did it. Reminds you that John Kirkler plays my broadcast and Bible studies in his network, highportradio.net. He has sponsors up there. Use them. New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. John Kirkler, highportradio.net. And for me, he plays my broadcast and my Bible studies, and I appreciate it. That's the result. My Bible studies tonight, 8 to 9. And my website is watchfulforjesus.com. My Facebook is Watchful for Jesus. My name is Thomas Gambell. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk more detail about the Civil Rights Movement and the Making of a Slave by Willie Lynch Litter, because whites and blacks have all been under this agenda. And we're going to talk about tomorrow how it led up to all these movements going back to 1700s and hadn't stopped. I expose that tomorrow. So y'all have a good night. And understand, I can say this, not bat an eye, they will not win because Jesus Christ won on the cross of Calvary. But in the meantime, it's about the matter of picking sides. The opportunity is there to pick the side you think you're going to have. And then the ones at the Joint Chief of Staff, they most certainly picked the wrong side. And all of them at the highest level of government, Illuminati and the royalties, have picked the wrong side. The side that's right is Jesus Christ. The instruction book is a King James Bible. And there is no other. So, time for choosing. Y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all. And we'll see y'all tomorrow. 4 to 6, tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. Have a good night, and God bless. This is your watchman, signing off.
Disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day to the end of time.